This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has a new overtime policy aimed at ensuring employees are compensated for extra work. It follows a major settlement over unpaid overtime claims dating back to 2015. Current and former FEMA employees could be eligible for payment. For more, Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday joins us. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Jared.
And so, yeah, let's start with some of the details of the settlement. What exactly did the parties agree to, or what was the settlement?
Yeah, so FEMA and the American Federation of Government Employees reached a $16.5 million settlement. It was actually reached last fall, but just announced by AFGE earlier this week. It stems from a Fair Labor Standards Act overtime grievance that AFGE filed back in March of 2018. And it alleged that FEMA employees were improperly denied FLSA coverage and were not being properly compensated for all the overtime work that they performed. And the settlement actually covers AFGE bargaining unit employees who worked for FEMA from March 2015 through August 2021. So that could include both current and former employees. I spoke to Steve Reeves. He's the president of AFGE Local 4060, the organization that represents FEMA employees. And at the time when they lodged the complaint in 2018, Reeves says he was getting numerous complaints from bargaining unit members about unpaid overtime.
I was getting case after case after case. You know, let's look at it as a whole. Once we looked at it as a whole, we noticed that it was a systematic problem, you know, that it was an agency-wide problem. The application of overtime and how much overtime, you know, that we perceived that, you know, people were missing out on.
And again, that's Steve Reeves, the president of AFGE Local 4060, talking with Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday. And so, Justin, employees, I guess, were essentially misclassified as not qualifying for overtime. How exactly would that happen?
That's right. So FLSA has, provisions for exempt employees who make a salary and are exempt from making overtime, and then there are those who don't fall into that bucket. And essentially what happened is that there were employees who were falling into the class that is not eligible to make overtime, even though they should have been based on the work they were doing. I spoke with Eric Pines of Pines Federal. He's AFGE Local 4060's counsel, and he represented them on this case.
What happens is these cases build up from years and years of people. They were originally classified many times 10, 20 years ago based on their OPM designation. And then as time goes on, either their duties change or the actual position, what's entailed and what they're doing changes, they end up becoming misclassified. By its very nature, FEMA is a disaster organization where people are working in situations that are not necessarily planned and are asked to work hours that many of us would find excessive, but it's necessary to protect our country.
And again, that's Eric Pines of Pines Federal, AFGE Local 4060's counsel. I spoke with him about this settlement that AFGE reached with FEMA. And, you know, both Pines and Reeves credited FEMA for not actually fighting this case through a lengthy arbitration, but actually coming to the bargaining table starting back in 2020 and settling this overtime grievance.
And so, Justin, what's the settlement actually going to mean to individual members? How and when are they going to get paid, theoretically?
So they're determining that now AFGE and the union are working with the Class Action Implementation Group. That's a firm that handles these issues to determine how to actually implement the settlement, who is eligible, how much should they receive. AFGE is directing current and former employees to the CAGS, that's the acronym's website, for updated information on the settlement and its implementation. And if they feel that maybe they were left out, they can contact this CAG, this Class Action Implementation Group, with more information, making their case about why they should be owed for this unpaid overtime.
And it sounds like it's not just a monetary settlement for the class members. There's actually some policy changes that are going to result here. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, what Reeves and Pines told me is essentially FEMA and the union agreed as part of this settlement that the agency would have a more thorough process for approving FLSA exemptions going forward. So employees are properly categorized to determine whether they can earn overtime or not. And so now people will know for sure whether they are FLSA exempt or not. And that will be based on what they're actually doing. And it will go through a much more stringent process so that people don't miss out on overtime that they should be owed.
And as you reported this week, there's been a lot of reports about turnover, burnout at FEMA over the last few years. I don't know that this will necessarily help directly, but at least folks will get paid properly for their time. Will it help in other ways?
Yeah, Reeves says it will at least take the burn out of this increased workload that FEMA has had to deal with in recent years. And, you know, the Government Accountability Office says that FEMA has faced high rates of turnover and staffing shortages in recent years, in large part due to this really increased workload. Natural disasters have picked up in pace and intensity. And the agency has also played a critical role in the federal COVID-19 response when it comes to deploying to testing and vaccination sites around the country. It's also been called to the southern border to deal with a surge of migrant children there as well. And so when Reeves began fielding these unpaid overtime complaints in 2018, the agency was actually recovering from a record-breaking 2017 disaster season, and in the midst of what would become another big disaster year in 2018 with Hurricane Maria. Hit Puerto Rico and some others. So, you know, Reeves says FEMA right now is in the latter stages of planning for this upcoming hurricane season, still continuing with its COVID and, you know, southern border duties as well. And so at least this overtime settlement is a little bit of a salve when it comes to all these issues they're dealing with.
Between pandemics and hurricanes and tornadoes and fires and floods, that's a lot of work for each employee to do, right? We usually go from one disaster to the next, and this led to a higher turnover and burnout on our end, right? You know, this recoupment of overtime that, you know, a lot of our bargaining unit members lost, maybe it'll take a little of the sting out of the insanely increased workload that we've been suffering the last couple of years.
And again, that is Steve Reeves, president of AFGE Local 4060, talking with Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday. Justin, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed on this.
All right, you're welcome.
And you can find Justin's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.